Hello, my name is Tony from National Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
Who is this, ma'am?
My name is Tony from National Opinion Research, ma'am. We're conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation.
Do you have a moment
to help us out? I'll do it as quickly as possible, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you, ma'am. And let me start off by asking, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
My race, I'm American. I'm African American, sir.
Okay.
What is your age?
No, that's fine, ma'am. This is just for statistical purposes only. And what is your age? 69. All right, thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I always vote.
Okay, definitely vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied. I voted for President Donald John Trump, and I will always vote for him again.
Okay, so at this point...
And the way it's going now, it has to be done this way for us to wake up.
Okay, thank you for your response, ma'am. So we're going to go with dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'm dissatisfied with how things are going and how the media is doing stuff and everything. To be honest with you, I try to be honest if you want to hear that. And stuff and everything. And so how do you think it's going?
Honestly, ma'am, me, since I'm the interviewer, the one conducting a survey, I have to keep neutral. If not, I would be more openly. But yeah, I'm the interviewer, so I have to, you know, for quality purposes, I have to keep it. Now, thank you for your answer, though. That's what this is for, so you can let us know your opinion. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read a list, and so you can select two choices. If you need me to go over the list, I'll gladly do it. Here's the first one. Reducing gun violence or protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy or protecting LGBTQ rights or protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights or lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs or reducing crime or fighting inflation or investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, or increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, or providing affordable child care, or improving kindergarten through 12th grade public school education, or standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, or improving the economy. I know it's a long list. Yeah.
Yes. I'll just give you two. First of all, we're turning back to the Lord God Almighty.
Okay.
Everybody. That means everybody. Praying and repenting and humbling ourselves and turning from our wicked ways. And do what is right in the voting. And that's all I have to say, sir, because until we do that, all this other stuff, you name some things and stuff that's not of God. And until we humble ourselves and pray and repent, it's not going to get any better. We got to change. We have to change. All this other stuff we're trying to get a hold to and allow it to go on and stuff like that, gender changes and all that kind of stuff. You see, God didn't have, he's never been confused. He's never been confused, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that's messed up and everything. And we need to pray and repent and turn from our wicked ways.
All right. So thank you for your response,
you have a nice night. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.